This podcast is sponsored by the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. Discover the intersection of science and humanistic values to enhance personal and societal well-being. Get your copy today at positivehumanism.com.
Humanistic Intervention in Conflicts, Embracing Positive Humanism for Better Solutions. Discover how humanistic intervention rooted in positive humanism and a secular worldview can transform conflicts into opportunities for personal flourishing. Humanistic Intervention in Conflicts, Why It Matters. You know, when people talk about conflict resolution, a lot of times it sounds very formulaic, like a bunch of rules and strategies designed to get two sides to win or just truncate the mess as fast as possible. But what if there's a different way to approach conflict? One that's rooted not just in fixing the problem, but in honoring human dignity, understanding and growth. That's where humanistic intervention really shines. Let me explain it like I would to a friend over coffee. Humanistic intervention in conflicts is about stepping beyond the usual yes-no, right-wrong mindset and tapping into what truly matters: human connection, empathy and personal flourishing. It's about applying humanistic values to the way conflicts are approached and resolved, recognizing that at the heart of every conflict are people with feelings, hopes, and worthy perspectives. So why does this matter, especially today? Because a secular worldview, one that doesn't lean on any supernatural authority but focuses on reason, human experience, and empirical understanding, gives us a fresh lens to look at conflicts. Instead of viewing conflict as a battleground where winning means defeating the other person, humanistic intervention promotes dialogue, mutual rapport, and a shared commitment to growth. Is very much connected to positive humanism and positive psychology, which emphasize empowerment, well-being, and building meaningful, ethical lives. Think about when two people are in a disagreement. The usual interventions might be mediation or negotiation focused narrowly on the issue, like who gets what. Humanistic intervention asks us to pause and understand what each person really values, their needs, and the emotional undercurrents. It's about fostering an environment where people feel seen, heard, and validated. Only then can they work together creatively to find solutions that nurture personal and collective flourishing. This approach contrasts sharply with adversarial methods that often ignite defensiveness or push people into rigid positions. Instead, humanistic conflict resolution acknowledges our shared humanity. It's rooted in the belief that all people can grow, change, and find common ground through respectful communication. The goal isn't just to end the immediate conflict, but to strengthen relationships and build community. It's a practical application of applied humanistic philosophy, using principles that help people become their best selves in challenging social situations. The benefits are huge. When you use humanistic intervention techniques, there's less lingering resentment, more creativity and problem solving, and a remarkable tendency for even tough conflicts to become opportunities for deeper understanding. Imagine a workplace where colleagues resolve tensions not by trying to win, but by genuinely caring for each other's well-being. Or families who face disagreements with patience, compassion, and a shared goal of personal flourishing for everyone involved. If this sounds appealing, I highly recommend checking out the book Positive Humanism, A Primer by Bo Bennett, PhD. It's a fantastic resource for anyone interested in learning how a secular worldview combined with humanistic values can lead to more fulfilling lives and healthier communities. Whether you're a leader, a mediator, or just someone who wants to handle conflicts better in your day-to-day life, understanding and applying positive humanism to conflict situations can transform the way you relate to others. It offers tools not only for resolving conflict, but also for enriching your own growth and happiness. So if you want to start your journey toward flourishing, living with more meaning, cooperation, and harmony, learning about humanistic intervention is a great place to begin. Learn more about the book and start your journey to flourishing today. It's all about embracing a perspective that honors our shared humanity and enables us to navigate conflict with kindness and wisdom.